Thank you and good morning. CAL FIRE has made solid progress battling the Tully Fire near Wichpec. The blaze has burned about 600 acres, but all mandatory evacuations have been lifted. Personnel are being pulled from the fire, and containment stands at about 60%. A new fire has erupted, however, this time in the Klamath National Forest, north of Happy Camp. The Gap Fire has ripped through more than 5,000 acres since it started on Saturday night, and high winds yesterday fanned the blaze as it burned in hot, dry conditions with heavy forest fuel loads. The fire has destroyed 5 homes and 6 outbuildings and threatens many others. Highway 96 has been closed in areas affected by the fire, and evacuation orders have been issued to residents in the small communities of Hamburg and Horse Creek, and an advisory has been issued for Scott Bar. More than 650 personnel have been assigned to the blaze, with more on the way. The cause of the fire is suspicious and is under active investigation. County, state, and federal officials coordinated efforts to eradicate illegal outdoor marijuana grows located on 2 parcels of property near Dinsmore. County code enforcement personnel determined that the grows that contained more than 9,500 plants were not permitted under the county's new medical marijuana ordinance. Officials confiscated the plants, 11 firearms, 73 pounds of processed bud, hash, and materials for making hash. Deputies arrested 32-year-old Sean Applebaum and 18-year-old Shane Edwards. Both were booked on cultivation, possession, and firearms charges. Jordan Christmas has news from Garberville.
Humboldt deputies arrested 2 men after a traffic stop was conducted in the 400 block of Maple Lane in Garberville on Friday night. Deputies contacted the driver, 39-year-old Peter Blizzard, along with 40-year-old Jacob Silverman, who wore a wig to disguise himself and who initially provided a false ID to deputies. The odor of marijuana prompted a search of the vehicle, which turned up 8 pounds of processed bud and more than $8,000 in cash. Blizzard and Silverman were both arrested and booked into county jail on drug charges. Additionally, Silverman will be extradited to Mendocino County for warrants that were out in his name.
Tomorrow is the last day of August and also the last day of the legislature's 2016 session, and the list of bills that have been passed and which now sit on the governor's desk is growing. Among them are SB 1046 that would require, as of 2019, anyone convicted of DUI to install and maintain an ignition interlock device, an expansion of a pilot program that's been in place in 4 counties. Senate Bill 1063 will create a wage equality bill that would prohibit an employer from paying a worker less than a coworker based on gender, race, or ethnicity. Senate Bill 977 would ban the use of tobacco products within 250 feet of a youth sporting event, adding to a ban on tobacco use at all sporting events in California, including pro sports. That goes into effect in January of next year. Dozens of other measures have been passed, and the governor has until September 30th to sign the bills or to reject them. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The end of summer brings with it the start of a new school year, and that means students, willing or unwilling, have begun to fill or already have filled classrooms at schools across the county. At the College of the Redwoods, it's no different, and interim president Keith Snow Flamer said that the focus remains on the programs the school offers to attract students. That increasingly means vocational or career training, and at Redwoods, administrators are searching for ways to expand that training now that the state has increased funding.
The state now has taken the unprecedented step of putting more money, almost $200 million in state money, toward CTE, toward career tech and education. CR's share is a little over $500,000.
Local businesses need electricians and plumbers, welders and carpenters, and Snow Flamer said that now that the school has a funding base, the focus is on how to improve existing programs and to create new ones.
Now that we have some money that's just for vocational education, the challenge now is take some time and ask what else can we be doing with it and say what programs do we not have that we should, what programs do we have that we can fix up. Use some time to brainstorm with faculty, say, you know, since we have the money, what else can we do to benefit our students and our community?
College of the Redwoods offers training in a wide variety of disciplines and technical fields, many tailored to meet the needs of local businesses. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.